Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's Thursday, December 12th. Thank you guys for joining us. It is so good to have you here this half hour just for you, waking up early with us. We are getting ready to kick off this Thursday. It seems like it should be Friday, but how is it only Thursday? JC is out today. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited for Christmas. I'm finally feeling it. It was kind of tough just with everything going on in my life with all the weddings and stuff. So I'm finally feeling the holiday spirit, and I actually just remembered tomorrow is your daughter's birthday.
How did you know that?
I remember we were talking how she has the same birthday as Taylor Swift.
Yes, she does.
And tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so which is, I think you said, a good luck in your family in the number.
We have a bunch of 13 birthdays. That's like a very common date in our family. We have like a May 13th, a December 13th. I think there's a February 13th. There's just a bunch of 13s in our family. So when everyone has been saying, oh, 13 is such an unlucky number, I've never felt that way. It's always been lucky. So when my daughter was born on the 13th, I was like, yeah, just another lucky one. But it was so funny because, you know, leading up to her birth, I think my due date was actually the 14th, or maybe it was like the 15th, but it was after the 13th. And I just went in, like, when you're pregnant, once you're getting close to your due date, you have to go weekly in for your appointments. And so I was on that weekly schedule and I went in and the doctor was like, you're going to have this baby today. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, I was freaking out. He's like, your amniotic fluid is really low and that's not good. So I need you to go to the hospital now and I'll see you later. And I was like, what? So that was on the morning of the 13th of December. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, are we going to have another 13th baby? So we go in, they induce me, and it's getting later and later and later. And I'm like, we have to have her before midnight. We have to make this happen. It was like 9 o'clock at night that we had her. But I was like, I want her to be on this date. Please make this happen.
Is she excited for her birthday?
Yeah. So she, we're going to do like a little birthday dinner with her, with a bunch of her friends. It's so funny because like we're taking them to this restaurant and she has like a theme. It's past. Pastel. Everyone wear pastel.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because she loves pastel.
It's like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, kind of. Actually, it is. And then they're going to like sit at a table at this restaurant. And then Matt and I are going to sit at a table next to, like, away from them. But still,
the
I can keep an eye on them. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Of course.
So, yeah, so that should be fun. We're looking forward to it. But yeah, also Taylor Swift's birthday tomorrow, too. So
yes, we got to celebrate her.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this morning. Let's get to it. We've got these tickets for you to check out Mufasa, The Lion King from Fandango. Those are coming up just after 6 o'clock this morning with Heads Up, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Two Princes by the Spin Doctors?
If you want to call my baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell my baby, just go ahead now.
Do you want to hear I Try by Macy Gray? Or do you want to hear Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson? Choices. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever tried to cancel a service and it's been like near impossible? I want to sign up for something, but I'm afraid because one time when I did, they ended up sending me to collections. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Two Princes by the Spin Doctors is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I was thinking about joining a gym. I work out at home. I do my own thing. I have like my weights in my garage. I haven't been doing it in the garage lately. It's freezing, but I do that. I have like a Peloton. With Peloton, you get the app and there's a bunch of workouts on there. So that's basically what I do. Or I just walk around the neighborhood. And I was talking to Matt the other day and I was like, I just need a different environment. I'm thinking like, I want to join a gym. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'll join with you if you want. And I was like, the only reason, like, I've been members of, like, smaller, like, gyms, like a spin place or a yoga place. Yes, but not, like, a big gym. It's been a long time since I've been a member of a big gym. And the reason I get nervous about it is because when I was in Colorado, I was a member of this gym. I used to work out at, because it was really close to my work. Well, when I left that job, it was not close to my work anymore. So I went to cancel the membership. I was like, you guys are like an hour and a half away from me now. It doesn't make sense. And they're like, well, you can't cancel. You're still within the Denver metropolitan area.
Wait, I'm sorry. They said you can no longer cancel because you're still in the metro. Wow.
They're like, are you moving out of state? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, you're still within the, you can still attend our clubs. I'm like, well, I just don't want to be a member anymore. And they're like, well, I'm sorry. I think I was under a contract or something. And I was just like, wow. So I guess I just kind of forgot about it and never really like did anything. And I stopped paying and they sent me to collections.
What?
I got sent to collections from this gym. And so ever since then, like they made it virtually impossible to cancel. They're like, you have to send a letter to this corporate and this has to be certified. And, you know, and I'm like 19 years old. I'm like, I don't want to do any of this, like whatever. So I'm hesitant. Have you ever tried to cancel something and they made it like so impossible to do it? That's what I'm scared of. That's the one thing holding me back right now.
I remember when I studied abroad in New Zealand, I was in college and Netflix just came out. It was either Netflix or Hulu. I'm still trying to remember the streaming service, but that streaming service didn't work in New Zealand and I didn't know that. So I didn't have like a normal American cell phone to call the streaming person and just try and cancel. So I'm over here online emailing back and forth to the streaming service like, hey, I'm no longer able to use this service, please cancel so I can no longer be charged. No response. I tried calling and nothing. And I just ended up saying to one of my friends, hey, do you want to use my account while I'm out in New Zealand?
Oh, you like did a sublease on your account?
Exactly. So I'm like, oh my gosh, well then might as well just give someone else my account.
Oh, so. I know it's a terrible excuse to not want to join a gym because I don't want to get sent to collection. I just want to be able to cancel it. Why do they make it so hard to cancel things?
I don't understand. And I think that one day that you'll just find, actually, you know what? I don't even think you're going to join the gym. You're probably just going to stay at home and work out.
I know, but they're the ones holding me back. So I blame my fitness on them.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
I don't want to go to collection.
Exactly. All right. We've got more to come on the show right now, though. Ed Sheeran with Shivers. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2185.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, just Mercedes and Steph today. JC is out, but good morning. Welcome to the show. We are so happy to have you guys with us. It is 6:04, Thursday, December 12th. You were saying you finally feel like you're getting into the holidays a little bit. I need to get there. I was all in before Thanksgiving, and then I just like fell off the ledge.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like bah humbug. So I need some of your positive energy here.
Well, this is the thing. So a lot of people, they're traveling back home for the holidays. And this is a question I have because my husband experienced this. So his childhood home, his sister took over because his parents, they moved back to the Philippines. So when his sister took over the childhood home, his room, we would think like maybe we have a chance when we visited that it would still be his room and we could still stay in there.
Oh, like she's going to leave it as James' room?
Yeah, like all of his basketball posters are still up. But no, you know what I mean. Like the bed is still there. I mean, it could be rearranged, but I'm hoping that we can still go into the room and stay there when we visited back home in San Diego. So the dilemma was when James asked his sister, hey, hoping that we can come and visit, is it cool I still stay in my bedroom, my childhood bedroom? She responded, that room is no longer yours. It is now a guest room. We plan on changing it into Dustin's bedroom. And Dustin is their dog that they did not get yet.
Wait, what? They're making their bedroom for the dog?
Exactly. So I understand, like, hey, eventually the evolution of the house is going to change. It's now her house. But we were so shocked at how blunt she was. She said, no, it's no longer yours. It's now a guest room and will eventually turn into our dog's room once we eventually get Dustin.
Well, like, I do understand that. Like, why would she want to keep her brother's room? Like, I totally get that. But are you guys not allowed to stay as guests in the guest room?
So here's the thing. There was so much drama around that. There were other things involved that came out of about that conversation that eventually she moved out and she moved out of the city. She got a new job.
Wait, the house is not even in the mix anymore?
That was no longer in the mix because of all of these conversations. But one of them was that. So my question for you, Mercedes, is Sophie, she's been away for college for a couple years now. Is her childhood bedroom still her room, or do you eventually want to turn it into a guest room?
Well, yeah, it is still a room because she comes home for breaks and stuff, and like all her stuff is in there. And yeah, like I don't even want to think about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? No, I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know what I would make it. It's not like, I mean, we have a guest room.
Yeah.
We don't have guests where I have two guests at one time. Heck, I rarely have one guest, honestly. So I'm trying to think. I wouldn't want to make it like a workout room because it's got that bedroom vibes.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, I think we just leave it. I think we leave it unless you guys want me to turn it into James' bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
can we come and visit?
I mean, that's always an option.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be going through stuff like that over the holidays.
Sure.
We have so much to get to today. It's going to be a busy show. Of course, the 12 Days of Christmas continues. 9 o'clock hour, another chance for you to pick an amazing gift underneath our Christmas tree. All sorts of stuff in there. Concert tickets, dinners. We've got spa packages, Apple products. So make sure you are listening for that in the 9 o'clock hour. We have Heads Up coming up in just a few minutes. Those Fandango passes for you to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. And on the way next is What's Trending. We told you about the Megan Fox MGK breakup, and now we know why it's happening. Scandalous. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, and Megan Fox are trending this morning. So yesterday we talked about it. They're done. Their relationship is over, and we had heard that Megan had reportedly discovered something that was really upsetting on his phone, and the two hadn't seen each other since. Well, now we know what it was. What was so upsetting? MGK was reportedly talking to other women behind her back. I mean, I think when she saw something upsetting on his phone, I didn't think that she was like, oh, you're buying stuff without telling me. I kind of figured it had something to do with that. A source says when they went away for Thanksgiving, she became suspicious and she decided to go through his phone. I guess she found some text messages from other women and decided that she was done and just walked away. Do you ever go through James' phone?
Never, unless it's like he's showing me something or I'm checking something on his phone. But I'm never like, oh, he's in the shower. Let me check. He never gives me a reason to. So why would I?
Yeah, I have access to it. I know the passcode and all that. I don't. But I will admit there's been times where like his phone is sitting by me and he gets up to do something and I hear it buzz like he got a text. And I will look. I'm like,
absolutely.
Who texted him?
Like, oh, that reminds me. Yesterday, his phone was near me by his feet, kind of in our L-shaped couch, and his phone was buzzing. And he goes, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "This girl named Jasmine." And he goes, "Oh, that's my coworker."
Jasmine Hale.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, my coworker's probably telling me she can't make it in tomorrow." I'm like, "Oh okay,
that's fine." TMZ is saying that Megan Fox, she even bought a home, her own home. $8 million in LA without him. So she's got a place to go. He's not invited. Yep. That is dumb. And this comes just weeks after they announced that they were expecting a child together. So you know they're going to have to stay in each other's lives, but they are definitely not together anymore as a couple. And that is what's trending. All right, who is ready to win? It is time. Heads up right now at 702-364-9400. We are playing for 4 Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. They did the big premiere over Tuesday or Wednesday? And celebrities galore. It's going to be a really good movie. So if you want to go check it out, caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and since it's me, you're stuck with me as your partner, but we got this. You are going to win. Caller 20 gets to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Roman, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it. We've got your 4 Fandango passes for Mufasa, the Lion King. Pick a category. Do you want to go with It's a Wonderful Life or flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops. It is Put Your Own Shoes Day. Put On Your Own Shoes Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with shoes. JC's out today, so I will be your partner, Roman. Are you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right.
All right, you guys, ready? And your time starts now.
These go on before your shoes.
Stop.
Yes. This is what you tie to keep them on.
Laces.
Yes. This is the, you know what? I'm going to pass on that. This was a type of shoe, like back, I think, in the 80s where you like ripped it and then you would stick it back together. It was, it's like, okay, pass. This would make it, kids would wear these and they would like go really fast on their shoes. There's these little, yes, this is what you would wear if you're playing soccer or football. Yes, these are like a kind of boots and they look really like heavy and fuzzy. Yes, this is what ladies wear, stilettos. These are a type of what?
Yeah! Yes! Oh my God!
Great job! You got it! Congratulations!
Thank you, thank you.
You just got those tickets to four of them, actually. Four passes for Mufasa, The Lion King, courtesy of Fandango. Nice job, Roman. We will have more chances for you to win this morning. We've got your Jennifer Hudson tickets coming up with the Mega Minute right around 7:30. And coming up next, a lot of families are going to be getting together for, you know, celebrations here within the next few weeks. And is there a place that was your celebratory restaurant as a kid? I literally thought this was like a five-star restaurant growing up. I had no idea it wasn't until I grew up. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was really happy. It was about a month ago and Red Lobster, they announced that they were making like major menu changes. They like filed for bankruptcy. They're coming back. They're trying to revamp. And this made me so happy. And the reason why is because that's our celebration restaurant. As a kid, if there was ever a reason to celebrate, whether it was a birthday or, you know, someone got straight A's or anniversary, the celebration restaurant for our family was Red Lobster. So when I heard that they were like having financial difficulties, I was so sad because I just have so many memories of going to the Red Lobster in Littleton, Colorado. Like that was our place. And for the longest time as a kid, I thought Red Lobster was the fanciest restaurant you could ever go to. I thought it was a five-star restaurant. You're a kid. You don't know. Like, to me, that was as good as it gets. I knew things were good in life if we were going to Red Lobster.
I could not agree with you more on the Red Lobster thing. I think I can count on my one hand how many times I've been to Red Lobster with my family.
Yeah.
And when I walk in, it just felt like, wow, we made it.
This is fancy.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits, the napkins on like a bib. I totally agree with the Red Lobster.
I just couldn't. Yeah, like lobster tails, crab legs. Whoa. Does anyone else do that in their family or when you were younger? What was your family celebration restaurant? The place that you went to when it was time to celebrate and maybe you thought it was like five star. And it wasn't until you grew up that you realized maybe it wasn't, but it was still five star for me. Diana, hey, good morning. What was it for you?
Good morning. So when we were kids, we would go to IHOP. So every Christmas morning after we would open our gifts, we would go out to eat for breakfast. So Diana?
Yeah. There, Diana?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So you would go to IHOP?
Yes. So we would just go for breakfast for IHOP. And then I just kept that tradition going with my kids. So every Christmas morning after they open the gifts, we just end up going to IHOP for breakfast.
Do you guys go in your pajamas?
We do.
Oh, I love that. Yes, yes. That is so
the matching pajamas.
Yeah, I feel like yes. I want to steal your idea, Diana. Would you mind if I stole that? I think I want to do that this year. That is such a good idea. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, did you have a family celebration restaurant?
Yeah. So back in the day, it was Sizzler. Oh, man. I thought we made it in life if we were at Sizzler.
Seriously, that place, I've only been to Sizzler one time in my life, and I was the same way as you. I thought, like, wow. Because didn't they have, like, a self-serve ice cream machine or something like that there, too?
Yes, of course. And that's the best when you're a kid, right? Like, you can put, like, whatever ingredients you want and put it, the cone, as high as you want.
Oh, yes. My gosh, yes.
That was so cool.
That was such a, why did they close? Why did all these gems close? Kirk, what was it for you, the place that you celebrated that you thought was five-star?
Buffets. Every holiday, stuff like that, buffets.
Some of these buffets, though, in town are five-star.
Yeah.
Like, they're so fancy.
Oh, no, it was like Station Casino's buffets.
Hey, man.
Hey, that's still fancy to me.
I know, exactly. Did you guys do other than Red Lobster anywhere else?
Ours was Marie Callender's. Marie Callender's. When I graduated, it wasn't really a graduation. It was a promotion from eighth grade to high school. We went to Marie Callender's, and the pies,
Not just that, but the chicken pot pie.
The chicken pot pies. I wasn't a fan until I tried Marie Calendars.
I'm telling you, we need to bring it back. The family celebration at these restaurants. I think they would not go bankrupt if we did that again. So who's in? Who wants to go to Red Lobster with me? Let's just like celebrate the holidays. Red Lobster, you get on the guest list. Let's make it happen.
We're making it happen. I'm coming with you, Mercedes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you remember the story? We talked a lot about it here on the show, about Hannah Kobayashi. She was the Hawaiian woman who vanished last month, and they said she went to Mexico. Her family says that she is now safe. Hannah Kobayashi was last seen in early November. That's when she was in L.A., catching a connecting flight from Maui to New York. And recently, the LAPD says evidence shows that she walked into Mexico on her own. She was not a victim of foul play. Yesterday, her family confirmed she's safe and they asked for privacy.
Oh my gosh, that is such good news. I was following that story very closely and I'm just so relieved to hear that news. But what an odd and a strange story about when her dad came back to LA to find her and he took his own life. Like, that really, really hurt me the most. But I wonder what happened and how she found out if her dad passed.
I mean, that... I don't know what's going on in her life. I don't think any of us know.
Yeah.
But the fact that she just like disappeared without a word and her father was so despondent over that. And now you come back and you find out what happened to your father and why he was there and why he did what he did. I got to imagine there's going to be a lot of guilt that you're going to have to deal with after that.
For sure. So, oh my gosh, I'm just glad she's safe.
Yeah, she's safe. She's found. We don't have a lot of details. They don't want to, her family doesn't want to talk about it. They don't want to say where she is right now, but that she is safe. Yeah. So, some good news this morning. Did you see Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco? They're engaged.
Yes, I did.
Why am I so happy for her? I never met the girl. Well, actually, I have met Selena Gomez.
You have?
I have met her. We had an event once. It was called Kids Mix. Well, we had it a few times. And one year, Selena Gomez came and made an appearance. We had like, this was when she was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh,
and,
I love that show.
Yeah, the Disney Channel. And she was there and I actually met her then. She was like really young. And it's just, it makes me so happy. She's gone through a lot in her life and to see her so, so in a good place. Like she just got two Golden Globe nominations and then
for
she
two gets different
engaged.
Things.
Yeah, for
yes.
two different things. Then she gets engaged. I think Selena Gomez is having the best week ever. But yeah, she and Benny Blanco, they're engaged. She made the announcement on her Instagram last night. She posted a picture of her engagement ring. It's funny because Taylor Swift, who is one of her best friends, made a response on the post agreeing in advance to be her flower girl.
she I can see Taylor Swift being a beautiful flower girl.
I think that
I'm
is
so
just
happy
so amazing.
For
yeah. And then finally this morning, see if this is something you would like for a gift. A lot of people are hard to shop for, especially the friend that you have that has everything. It's like, what do I get them? Here's a new gift idea that is going viral. Giving people unclaimed mail. So you're not like going through people's mail and taking it and giving it to your friends. Basically, the way it works is you order a mystery box and you can pick the size of the mystery box that you want. You can get a small one for $40 or you can pay $200 and get a large one. And the fun part of it is opening the random packages inside that just were unclaimed in the mail. So it could be anything. Now, you're not, they don't guarantee that you're going to get anything valuable. It's just supposed to be the experience of opening it all. It's kind of like white elephant, yeah, if you think about it. So one person said that their mystery box had a knockoff Chanel bag.
Oh,
I'll take it.
I'll take a Chanel. Yeah, knockoff Chanel.
I don't care if it's a knockoff. A human-sized Bowser suit. From Super Mario Brothers?
Yes. And the one with the spikes on the
yes,
back.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then a bunch of fake IDs.
Wait. So you're saying that someone didn't pick up, they probably had a false business doing fake IDs, and then they didn't ever pick it up.
Or maybe it went to like the wrong address and someone sent it back, like no longer at this address, and they sent it back. Like, who knows? Or it just got lost in the mail. I don't know, but that's what they got. I would pay $40 to get those three things.
And I think they actually did something here in town. I remember seeing it on TikTok. I want to say it was like a one of those things where you go to on the street and it has all these vendors, and one of the vendors is unclaimed mail, all these packages, and you can buy like 10 items for $1.
Really?
And they were unpackaging them, and they had some really, really neat stuff like chargers and electronic stuff. So hey, it might be something worth investing.
I kind of want to do this. If you are interested, the website is fundelivered.com. The last time I checked, they were out of stock, but there's like another place. Oh, we'll have to talk about it later. But when my daughter lost her iPod or her AirPods at the airport, we tracked them and they were like in Alabama somewhere. And that's where they send all this lost and found from the airlines. And I called there. I was like, have you recently received an AirPods case with like purple flowers on it? And they're like, yeah, why, yes, we have. I'm like, that's mine. They're like, okay, we'll send it to you. Like, it's crazy. Oh, but people shop there too.
That is crazy. And yeah, they do that stuff for Disneyland, like the lost and found stuff at Disney. You can buy like the ears and the sunglasses. Oh, we can go on and on about this.
Oh my gosh. So many hidden treasures. And there you go. That's your hot three.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 7:04. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we're here. You can call us, text us, 702-364-9400. Jack, are you still there?
I am here. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hold on. You got to talk about what we were just talking about off the air, because I think this is really interesting. We were just talking to Jack off the air over about something that is going on in your life right now. Talk to us. Tell everyone what is happening.
Mercedes, Steph, I need a Christmas miracle right now, all right? So for the past 2.5 years, I've been a business major at UNLV. It just really didn't work out for me. School isn't really my thing right now. But the past year, about a year or a year and a half, I've been bartending, and I'm pretty successful. You know, I'm personal. I like people. I talk to people. It's going great. I'm making really good tips and everything like that. Well, recently, me and two of the other guys that I've been bartending with, we kind of want to go into business to start our own bar. We have a really cool concept, a good idea, and a great location just popped up maybe like a month ago. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I don't have the money personally, but if my parents gave me the money that they saved up for college for me, I would have enough money to actually rent the place, and I would be a majority stakeholder in the bar. But my parents think it's probably not a good idea. They think that, okay, maybe we should use the money for something else, construction around the house. I don't know what they want. But what do you guys think? I need a Christmas miracle. Do you guys think that I deserve the money? Because, I mean, come on, let's be real. It's my money. I mean, they saved it, yeah. But it is my money, right?
It was. Okay, so they put this aside. This is Jack's college fund money, and they've used it so far for you. College didn't work out, so they still have some of it. And so what do they want to do with it? They just want to hang on to it, and you said they want to do stuff around the house with it?
I think so. Maybe, I don't know. They're getting close to retirement. You know, I don't know what they want to do, but they just want to hold on to it, and they think that it's better that they hold on to it and then maybe give it to me later down the road. But why give it to me later down the road right now when? Yeah.
When you have this opportunity. Okay, so this is my take. And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I feel like, you know what? You sound smart to me. You sound like you have a game plan. And you just never know. I would hate for you to live with regrets and not be able to try this. And you know what? You may fail. You very well may fail. But I feel like you have to try. And if they save this for your future, yes, it's not college, but it sounds like you really have a game plan in place. This could be the biggest success of your life. I would say your parents should give you the money. It was they saved it for you. But I'm not a business major. I mean, you can be a success without a college degree. It is possible, especially in this city, you know?
I'm going to say otherwise. I'll give you my reasonings after we get to calls, but I'm sorry, Jack. I don't think that you should get the money.
Oh, boy. Okay, so hold on, Jack. Do you have a couple of minutes here?
I have all the time to work.
Okay, hold on 1 second, and we'll take your calls, too. We want to know, what do you guys think? Do you think Jack's parents should give him the rest of his college fund so he can start his own business with his friends? Or do you think, no, that money, that was for college and only college, and now that you're not going to college, you don't get the money? 702-364-9400. We'll take your calls next. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Jack is with us this morning, and Jack called us up. We were talking to him off the air about the situation he's in. He dropped out of college over at UNLV. What were you studying? You were studying business over there?
I was a business major, yeah.
And you are bartending now, making great money. You really want to go into business with your friends. You guys have a great concept for a bar and a place opened up. All things ready to go. You just need some funding. And you want your parents to give you the rest of your college fund so that you are able to be the, what was it? Like, you would be the primary stakeholder?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I think it's awesome. They saved that money for your future, and this is your future. Kim, you're on with Jack. What do you think they should do?
Well, from my experience, I think no, because I just know so many people who their parents gave them money to start a business. And it's just they didn't have the passion. Or maybe he has the passion. I'm just saying, when you earn the money yourself and you do what it takes to get it, then you don't want it to go wrong. When the money's handed to you, you can take that risk a little easier. I don't know. I just think also he's lucky that he's getting his college paid for.
What do you think, Jack? How do you respond to Kim on that one? Thank you for calling, by the way, Kim. What do you think, Jack?
Thanks, Kim. I mean, yes, I am fortunate enough that my parents are paying for me. But at the same time, like you said, like Eminem said, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. I am awesome. Like, I have personality. I have passion. I have drive. I want to make this happen.
I literally want to go to any bar that you own.
And Jack, I'm sorry. I love you. I love your personality. But I really think that you're taking a huge risk here. Starting a new business. I mean, yes, you're personable. Yes, you're doing great under someone else's business. But this is a whole new field that you're going into. And you've only been doing bartending for a couple years. So I think that your parents should not give you the money for this business. And that they should save it for something like a car or a house. But owning your own business and giving that money to you, I think you should look for investors. And I'm wishing you luck on that. But sorry, Jack.
Well, Jack, hold on the line, because our phones are literally going insane right now. We have more callers that we're going to take here. But just on that note, if people that were told, no, you can't do this, if people listen to that, there would be no like Apple, there would be no Microsoft. Everyone was told no and against their better judgment, because they had a dream and a belief that they could do it. They found success. So I say, don't take no for an answer. You can do this. We'll take more of your calls next. It's Mix 94.1. Hi, Jack.
Hey.
You are absolutely the best. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Jack. He went to school at UNLV, dropped out. It just wasn't for him. And he's working in a bar, making great money right now, wants to open a bar with his friends, but he needs the cash. And he thinks that his parents should give the rest of his college fund to him so he can pursue his dream. We're taking your calls, 702-364-9400. Ryan, you're on. Jack is on the phone too. What do you think?
I agree with Seth and the last caller, Kim. I agree, if he wants the money, he should borrow the money from his parents to open up the business. I don't think they should just give it to him.
Do you think they would give you a loan of some sort there, Jack?
I think yes. Inevitably, yeah. I want to pay them back. I don't want to like take it, but I just need the money. You know, I would definitely pay it back.
That's a good option there. Kelly, good morning. You're on with Jack. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. So here's my thing. I also wasn't good at school, and it wasn't for me. So, Jack, I totally believe in you. Maybe what you could do is, and as fun as this sounds, maybe involve your parents a little bit and kind of let them know exactly where their money is going, and maybe set up like a payment plan or something to maybe pay them back, like take it as a loan, just to kind of get them more involved and more willing to hand over that money, because Mercedes hit it right on the nose. If this money is to set up your future, whether it be college or whatever, it's for you and for your future. So I wish I could invest, because I'm all for it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's going to throw a wrench in your whole thing. My dad does own his own construction company. So it's kind of like that. Somebody believed in him at one point and they helped him out. So come on. Like, I truly believe that they should just give me. And like you said, maybe loan is the best thing to say. Maybe not give. I don't want to give the money, but loan the money, and then I'll pay it back with dividends.
Well, you have two people that believe in you, Kelly and I, yes. Jack, at this point. So, Kelly, thank you so much. Let's talk to Jonna. Jonna, what do you think?
All right. I think he needs to take his sparkling personality to the bank with a business plan in hand.
Do you think that you could get a loan, Jack?
Well, I think so. But why would I want, okay, so I look at it like this, especially with interest rates and everything like that, where they are right now, why would I go to a bank and pay a bank money, as opposed to if I loan get it from my parents, I'll be paying my parents money. It's keeping it all in the family. And that's a smart business plan that we have to have.
Because that's the way life works. I'm a teacher, and it's called do the work, get the credit. That's the way it always works. And also, your parents may need that money if it fails, because bars notoriously fail. Notoriously. Mm. So it's actually a benefit to you for your parents to keep that money for those rainy days, because they're going to happen. I have to say this, Generation X speaking here, we all had to work for it.
I mean, yes, and you know, everybody has their own path to follow. Everyone has their own path to follow. But at the same time, I think that this is possibly my path to follow. And like I said, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving forward. You got to try for it. I do understand that I am fortunate where My parents do allow me to give me the money to go to college, and it didn't work out. So they still have that little nest egg for me. I want to take that nest egg. And also, I'm putting some of my own money into this as well. It's just not them giving me all of it. I do have a good $35,000 saved up.
Wow.
Wow, Jack.
I hope this works out for you. Will you keep us posted? I mean, honestly, I hear your passion. I think that however you get this money, your project's going to be successful. And I would love to be one of your first customers when this happens, Jack.
You know what, Mercedes and Steph? You guys will be at my bar opening if it happens with my parents' money or without.
Oh, Jack, we love you.
Keep us posted, okay?
All right, no problem. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I really hope this works out for him, whether he gets the money from them or not.
I know.
Who said it? Jack, take your sparkling personality
and take it to the bank.
Jonna was, she was ruthless.
That was funny.
I loved it. All right. It is time to win. It's time for the Mega Minute. And you're playing for two tickets to see Jennifer Hudson. It's the Gift of Love, an intimate live experience happening at the Blue Life Theater at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Caller 20 right now. You're going to try and conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. You get them all right and you win. Caller 20, you are playing for the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Krista, you are caller 20. You ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes! I'm so excited!
Oh my goodness, we have the family there. Who else is with you this morning, Krista?
We have Adeline, Aiden, and Frank, a.k.a. Dak.
Adeline, Aiden, and Dak?
And Dad.
Oh, Dad. Oh, okay. Guys, we are so excited. You can do this as a team. All you got to do is just shout out the answer. If you know the correct answer, shout it out. If I hear it, we're moving on to the next question, okay?
All right.
Everybody get ready because the time starts now.
What is McDonald's slogan? What snack and drink do you traditionally leave out for Santa?
Cookies and milk.
Yes. In The Lion King, who is Mufasa's son?
Simba.
Yes. What city did the Eras Tour kick off in back in 2023?
Pass. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Yes, that is true. I'll take that. We'll pass on Eras Tour. What celebrity is Nicole Richie's dad?
Lionel Richie.
Yes. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Are lyrics to what Miley Cyrus song?
Party in the USA.
Yes. Jamie Foxx starred in which 2012 movie directed by Quentin Tarantino?
That would be you. And Eras Tour started in Vancouver?
No, that's not true. And we'll pass on this one. What is the name of Justin and Hailey Bieber's baby boy?
Oh my gosh.
Krista, Dad, Adeline, and Aiden, some of those questions were really hard. I'm so bummed because some of them I was like, what? The city that the Eras Tour kicked off in back in 2023, that was Glendale, Arizona. Las Vegas was right after that. You got I'm Loving It from McDonald's. Let's see, what else? Oh, Jamie Foxx starred in which 2012 movie directed by Quentin Tarantino? That's Django Unchained. And the name of Justin and Hailey Bieber's baby, I had no clue. I did not know. It's Jack.
We just talked to Jack.
I'm sorry, you guys. That means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute this morning. And caller 20 right now, these tickets are yours, two of them, to check out Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Blue Life Theater at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Caller 20, you get them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3.
on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The man who jumped over a judge's 4-foot-high bench to attack her in a Las Vegas courtroom in January, he was sentenced this week to between 26 and 65 years behind bars. Now, the judge was sentencing Deobra Redden in a separate battery case when the attack occurred. At his sentencing this week, he said, "I'm not a bad person. I'm not an evil guy. I'm not making excuses for my actions, but I'm saying I'm not a bad person, and I know that I did not intend to kill Mary Kay Holthus. I know I cared about her well-being." He pleaded guilty, but mentally ill, to charges of attempted murder in the attack. Among other things, he was accused of wrapping his hands around the throat of the judge, striking her head. Ren's family says he suffers from schizophrenia and was not on his medication when the assault occurred.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is a long. Do you think that's too long to be sentenced? Or like, how? I don't know.
It's so hard to say. Like, what is an appropriate punishment for that? He says that he was not going to kill her. It looked like he was trying to hurt her when that happened. But then, like, you look at another case, like the story about Reba the bulldog, and they caught those people, and I think they're facing 1 to 4 years, and I'm like, to me that sounds low.
Same.
But you know, I know some people would argue, well, that's just a dog. Well, yeah,
it is. But those are family members too. I don't know.
I just don't think I fully can grasp the concept of sentencing, because some sentences to me sound absolutely ridiculous for the crime, and others I'm like, that's not enough. And this is why I'm not in that business.
Yeah. And I understand that there is a mental illness involved, but also at the same time, you may not have intended to kill her, but it looked as if you were. It looked as if he was.
Terrifying. Can you imagine that coming towards you? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? I don't know. I don't know how they come up with these numbers too, and say, oh, it's between this and that. That's a big gap between 26 and 65 years. Oof. That's a huge gap. So what's it going to be? I don't know, but it's, the sentencing happened this week. Also this morning, Forbes, they released their annual list of the world's 100 most powerful women. Do you know who Ursula von der Leyen is?
Sounds like a billionaire that lives in the Bay Area.
No, Ursula von der Leyen is the current president of the European Commission. And wow, she is the most powerful woman in the world. She is number one. Some of the names that you would maybe recognize on this list: at number 8, Melinda Gates. And then at number 9 was Mackenzie Scott. So you have Bill Gates' wife. And then you have... or is it ex-wife?
Ex-wife, yeah. I believe.
And then Mackenzie Scott, who is Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. And isn't that funny that two exes of billionaires landed in the top 10 of the most powerful women?
They're like, sorry, babe, but I'm much powerful than you
that
are.
That is really, that's interesting. Taylor Swift was number 23 on the list. Oprah, number 33. Beyonce was 35. Rihanna was number 76. And Caitlin Clark rounded out the most powerful women in the world at number 100.
That's awesome. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Finally this morning, Amazon, they are taking car shopping to the next level by letting customers buy new Hyundais directly online. Now, I know that you can buy a car online from the dealer's website, and there's certain services, but just think about this. With one click on Amazon, you could get a new car. It's in select U.S. cities right now, but you can browse, you can finance, and you can even trade in your old car, all from the comfort of your couch. They have this transparent pricing system going, streamlined process. It literally is like shopping for your next ride is as easy as ordering a blender if you're on Amazon. For now, it's Hyundai exclusive, but Amazon says they plan to expand with more brands and cities soon.
That is dangerous.
I think it's so dangerous.
That is scary. I mean, think about the kids, like the toddlers that are playing on mom's phone, and they accidentally go on Amazon and they buy a car.
Three cars come to the house.
Three cars.
And can you get that Prime? Like, if I want it tomorrow, can I get it between the hours of 2 and 6 if I set up for that, please?
That's awesome. And did you want to talk about next what you were talking about earlier about the Las Vegas economy?
This is, I thought this was interesting. So when we went to overseas last year for the summer, and I definitely noticed kind of a a weird feeling towards tourists when you were there.
Yeah.
And this is a tourist heavy city, as we all know. I know a lot of cities in Europe feel like over tourism is a problem and they are encouraging people not to come visit. Do you think over tourism is a problem here in Las Vegas? We're going to kind of break it down and get your opinion. Let us know what you think. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have we entered the era officially of too much tourism? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. We are a city based on tourism. And I keep seeing cities across the world that are known for their tourism that are telling people, stop coming here. We don't want you here. In Sardinia and Venice, people are being threatened. Tourists are being threatened for just sitting down. And the reason why is they are stealing like sand from the areas. And, yeah. And they're like, so if you're sitting down and you look suspicious, they're like picking you up and saying, okay, what are you doing? You're getting fined if you are caught stealing sand. Over in Rome, there's been a lot of violence because of tourists taking selfies in inappropriate places, illegal bathing, like jumping in like
the fountains
and stuff like that. In Madrid, there have been really stringent rules that have been put into place to handle Airbnb because locals are being priced out of the city. They're opening all these Airbnbs. So what do you guys think as far as Las Vegas goes? Are you like, look, tourists, you need to settle down. Like, stop. Stop coming here for a while. Like, give us a second. You're messing things up for the locals that live here. Or do you feel like, hey, this is what this city is really based on? It's so important to this city. NFR is in town right now. These Cowboys spend a lot of money here.
I live right next to South Point, and I can't get enough of the Cowboys during this time of the year.
Does it interrupt your daily, just day-to-day things that you have to do when something like that is in town and there's a lot more people around?
Honestly, there's a lot more police activity, but I feel like our schedules are so different because we wake up so early that I'm not catching traffic, or like there's nothing at the rodeos that are making me feel like it's interfering with my daily commute. But the smell.
Hey, smell it. When I was going to UNLV and I'd have class and the rodeo was in town, I just walking to my class, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you want the tourists to just go home? Do you think it's getting ridiculous? Do you think it's something other than tourists that are making your life inconvenient here in Las Vegas? 702-364-9400. Hi, Ashley. What do you think?
I think like we're getting overcrowded. I work in construction, and I just learned yesterday like we're 10 years from all of our buildable land being gone. So it's a short period of time, but you know, it's happening.
But that, do you think that's not really on the tourists? The tourists, they're coming in, they're paying their, you know, their prices for their hotel rooms and their dinners and their shopping, and then they're leaving. Do you think this is more of a problem of people moving to Las Vegas?
I think it is. I mean, you're a tourist at first. You fall in love with this town and then you decide to move here.
Yeah, true. This is true. I can't deny that. Thank you for calling, Ashley. Let's talk to, is it Tessia? Tisha?
Tisha,
hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hey, yeah, I feel like people come here just for the entertainment. Like when you have professional sports games and whatnot, you have a lot of people that come in from out of town. But those people that are coming in from out of town also have family in town. So they kind of spread out because I think most people that live here stay in their own bubble.
I feel like it
feels more crowded because it doesn't matter what street you're on, northwest, south, north, south, there's construction everywhere. So everything's down to one lane. It just feels, I feel like that is what makes it feel overcrowded.
Is that something that we blame on the tourists? Do we blame that on the people moving here? Is it our infrastructure?
As a general statement, I feel like it's the corporations and the sports entities that are coming here because that's what's going to draw the crowd here.
That's a really great point you just brought up, Tisha. Have the sports been good for Vegas? Or have they been bad for Vegas?
I mean, let's ask the Raiders.
What do you guys think? Yeah. Our phones are going crazy. Call us, text us, 702-364-9400. You think sports have been good for this city? We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking over tourism. Is there too much tourism happening in Vegas? Is it the transplants that are coming from other states making things difficult? And have sports, have they been a good thing for the city or a bad thing? Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
So, born and raised in Vegas, please come. The only thing is learn how to drive. My dad lives next to the rent-a-car center, and I just can't stand that they just make these last-minute decisions and go all over the place and almost cause an accident because you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, in their defense, it is really hard to drive in an unfamiliar city. Like, it is terrifying, but I agree. You have to just abide by the basic rules. Okay, please use your signal. Please make sure you go the speed limit, especially if you don't know where you're going.
Right, and that's why God invented GPS.
Exactly, very true. Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's talk to Candace. Hey, Candace, good morning. What do you think?
I think tourists are great. Keep them coming. They're the backbone of this city. What drives me nuts is all the construction on the highways. It seems that they fix something or change something, and then a few months later, they're doing it again. So it's never ending, and the traffic has gotten awful.
Yeah, I look on the 215, and they're doing some project right now where I think they're widening the lanes. And I'm like, wait, I felt like you just widened the lanes. Did you not widen them enough? Did you go back and go, oops, we got to make it wider? Like, what?
They did.
What is the purpose of that? What do you think about sports for Las Vegas, Candace? Do you think they've been a good thing or a bad thing?
I think they've been a great thing. I do think they've been really great. I think the Golden Knights came at the right time. I think the Raiders have not had a break, but they're, you know, I love it. I love going to games, but there's generally a lot more of the opposing team there than our Raiders.
It is true. Every game I've been to, it's been mostly visiting teams, but I will say that stadium, I love how that Roomba looks on the side of the freeway. When I see it, I'm like, oh, that is so cool.
Yes, all the concerts that come to town, we would not have that for Allegiant Stadium.
I think the consensus here, tourists good, construction bad, people driving bad. So let's get this under control, okay?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Blair, good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Hey, I'm here for me.
Hi. I missed that. Who are you with this morning?
My son, Jake.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Good.
Let's do this, guys. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's get you these Whitney Cummings tickets. Pick a category. Do you guys want to go with gingerbread cookies or mountain range?
Gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, they both say it at the same time. All right. JC's out today, so you guys are stuck with me, but let's do this. Let's make you a winner, okay?
Yeah.
What's the topic about?
The topic is gingerbread cookies, popular holiday foods and drinks, okay? Are you guys ready?
We got it.
All right, Blair, you guys start now.
All right, this is a very thick drink for the holidays. Yes, this is what you would have as a side with your turkey on Thanksgiving.
Cranberry sauce.
It's like bread. It's like...
Stop it.
Yes, this is also a side on Thanksgiving, and it comes in a can, or you can make it fresh.
Cranberry sauce.
Yes, this is for Hanukkah. You might have these made out of potatoes.
Pass.
This is something that is striped. It is sweet. It is tastes like peppermint. Yes, this is something that you might make. It's it tastes chocolatey. It's very thick. You cut it into squares.
Brownies.
It's like really, really thick. It's like a
fudge.
Yes. This is you might top these with marshmallows when you make them.
Sweet potatoes.
Another name for sweet potatoes. Another name for sweet potatoes.
Yams.
Yes.
Oh my God! Yes. The buzzer beater.
Just barely got it. You win. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Nice job. Oh my. my gosh, I was getting so nervous there. I was like, I know sweet potatoes and yams are very similar, but technically we had to get it right, and you did it. Nice job.
What did you guys pass on? Was that that Jewish one?
For Hanukkah latkes.
Oh, yeah. Latkes. Nice.
But we got it, Blair and Jake. Congratulations. You just got those tickets to see Whitney Cummings at the Palazzo. Nice job. Congratulations. The winning continues next hour. We are going to check for a present under the Christmix tree. 12 Days of Christmix is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, they this is not a spoiler if I say what happens to Robert Downey Jr.'s character.
No. It's been like 7 years.
I know, but I just always worry if there's that one person out there and they're like, oh, what? But I'll just say that his character, something really terrible happens.
You mean? Yeah, it's terrible.
We'll leave it at that. But anyway, Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to the MCU to play Dr. Doom in the next two Avengers movies. So it was really important for Marvel to get him back there. He is a fan favorite. So they basically threw everything they could at him. Variety is reporting that the directors of the next two Avengers movies, Anthony and Joe Russo, they're making like $80 million to direct the movies.
Oh my gosh.
Robert Downey Jr. is making, quote, significantly more for his role.
No way.
For Dr. Doom. Yeah, he's also getting a bunch of really crazy perks on top of this. A private jet travel, dedicated security, a trailer encampment on the set. He has already made between $500 and $600 million from the franchise and is by far, no question, the highest paid member of the MCU.
I am just so confused with this whole thing because when it first was announced at Comic-Con this past summer that Dr. Doom came out with his mask on and he lifted it up and then it was like, Robert Downey Jr. How is that going to be separated from his character as Iron Man? I will always see him as Iron Man. I don't know if I can see him as Dr. Doom.
I think it's all part of the multiverse, you know? Ugh. Like, in this timeline, he's here. But maybe on this timeline, he wasn't Iron Man. He went to the Dr. Doom side of things. It's all the multiverse.
I think it's really cool, the multiverse, but it's also really confusing.
It is.
And it's getting a little out of hand.
Though I remember when I got really confused was when I was watching the TV show on Disney Plus, Loki.
Okay.
And there's Loki. And then there was like a girl Loki. And then I was like, wait,
alligator Loki.
Like, what's happening? Why are there so many? So that's when it kind of finally, I sat down and it clicked with me. But yeah, and this is a way to keep the franchise alive forever.
I get
forever.
It.
But yeah, it is very confusing. Also this morning, your favorite Beyonce, she is getting extra time during her NFL Christmas Day game halftime show. TMZ is reporting that the NFL, they decided to extend the intermission time to give Beyonce more time to perform. Now, the Super Bowl halftime show, that's about 25 minutes. They're going to give Beyonce 20 minutes yes! to perform. Can you believe that?
I can believe it because she is an incredible performer. She's going to make Netflix's ratings go up. The streaming numbers are going to go up so high on Christmas Day. And my husband's like, what do you want to do on Christmas Day? You know, it's just me and James and my dog. And I'm like, honestly, this is our first time being away from home. Honestly, the only thing I really want to do is watch Beyonce.
That's it. Well, you're going to get 20 minutes yes. of Queen Bee. The game is between the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens, and it'll be on Netflix at 1:30 our time.
Very
so
cool.
Extra time for you. Finally, this morning, I don't know, this guy has some serious anger issues. A 35-year-old guy named Michael Murray, he bought a used Subaru Outback for $4,000 at a dealership in Sandy, Utah this week. He comes back a few hours later and he accused them of them selling him like a lemon. He says that the dealership refused to give him his money back. So he decided that the best course of action was to hop back in that car and drive it straight through their front entrance. Did you see the footage of it?
No.
Oh, it's crazy. He already had threatened to do it. So at least they kind of had a little bit of a warning that it was going to happen. Seven salespeople were near the door. Luckily, no one was hurt, but he caused $10,000 in damages in the building. It's not clear how banged up the car is. He got bailed out of jail after it was all said and done. He says he knows he probably shouldn't have done it, but he just kind of hit his breaking point. And the dealership says they told him this car had issues, but, you know, they actually did offer him a refund. So nobody knows why he ended up doing this. He's facing charges for felony criminal mischief and reckless endangerment.
I can't believe that a person can get into a vehicle and drive into just anything. It's just, I don't understand how people can get to that breaking point. I don't know what it is about, maybe if he was just that upset, but there should be no reason for you to slam the gas and go into a front door of a building.
You know, if you've worked in retail or any business, you've probably seen someone reach their breaking point before. Have you ever had, you've never had like a customer that just lost it on you? When I was working in retail, we would have people lose it on us all the time. I will never forget this one time I was working at this department store and I was like a floater. So I basically would go from department to department to give people their breaks. So I had to go to the lingerie department and give the lady there her break. So I'm standing there and this lady runs up to me and she said, do you have a nearby bathroom? And there was no nearby bathroom. I said, the closest one is downstairs by guest relations. And she's like, you need to have a closer bathroom. I'm like, I didn't build this department store, lady. I didn't say this, but I'm like, well, you know, whatever. She's like, she was cursing at me, yelling at me. She threw her bag on the counter and she runs into the dressing room. And I'm like, no.
No way. You're not saying what I think she did.
She peed on the floor in the dressing room.
What?
She lost it. Like, maybe that wasn't her breaking point. That was her bladder breaking point. But I was like, I don't get paid enough to deal with these people.
Not. And I can imagine she's in her little lingerie. She goes, oh, yeah. You didn't think I was going to do just the restroom. It's your merchandise, too.
They had to, like, close it down. It was, like, quarantined. It was, like, a mess. Oh, but I'm telling you, oh, the holidays. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, you said something a little earlier, and I didn't want to gloss over it. I know we kind of ran out of time, but I wanted to bring it up again. We were talking about the holidays, and you mentioned that you and James are flying solo this year. And when you said it, you sounded really sad. And I just wanted to check in and see if you're doing okay, because I don't know. I just heard something weird in your voice.
Yeah, it's been a little tough because this is the first Christmas that we are spending away from home, and home is in San Diego, and we just made that decision because we've had so many weddings this year.
Yeah.
His sister's wedding is at the end of the month. I mean, it doesn't end.
By the way, I just wanted to bring something up because we've talked about the dog situation with the wedding, and you found a dog sitter, didn't you?
I found a dog sitter. So I am stress-free about the dog.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. So
okay, so going back to the topic at hand, so you guys are just going to stay at home and do the holiday by yourselves?
We are, but it also makes me feel like we're not really celebrating Christmas. Yes, I'm going to be watching Beyonce on Netflix during the football game, but I don't think we're really doing anything around town that makes me feel like I'm in the holiday spirit. Like, I finally felt like I'm getting to Christmas. I'm getting there, but I don't know anything around town that will make me feel like I could be in the holiday spirit. And it also kind of distracts me from what I'm really experiencing is I'm sad. I'm going to be away from family.
Yeah. And this time of year, man, I get hit with that seasonal depression. It hits hard. And, I know sometimes it is hard to get into the holiday spirit. Like, Is there something that you do in town that really kind of gets you there, that makes you feel like, okay, it's the holidays? Maybe people have recommendations. 702-364-9400. Well, first of all, you guys are more than welcome in my home. If you guys want to join us for Christmas dinner, we are cooking this year. We are staying home and we are going to cook. So you are more than welcome to join us and be a part of our family for Christmas this year. So you don't have to do it by yourself. And so that invitation is open. But as far as like stuff around town, I mean, I feel like there's so many like holiday type things that you could check out. Like one that we went to at the beginning of the season is Enchant. Have you guys ever been to Enchant?
Oh my gosh, that's right. Is that in Summerlin?
Yeah, it's at the Summerlin Ballpark, and it's like they have like little shops and little food, and you can go ice skating, and they have like a maze. Except one thing that happened when I was there that I was like, oh, at the end of the maze, if you find your way out, like these elves will give you like a piece of candy or chocolate. And so they gave, you know, those like chocolate truffles that are in the wrapping, I forget the name of them, but you know,
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah. Yes. So they gave me one of those. So I was like, cool, I'll have it later, put it in my pocket. So I forget about it.
No.
And we went and did stuff, and we were leaving, and my daughter, she was cold, and she's like, I'm freezing. I go, do you want to wear my jacket? She's like, yeah. So I gave it to her, and she puts her hand in there, and she pulls her hand out, and it's brown.
Oh no.
I was like, what happened? She goes, I don't know. And she smells, she goes, it's chocolate. I was like, oh, that thing melted in my pocket. This was like a white faux fur jacket.
Oh no.
Chocolate everywhere. I was like, oh, that elf gave me that chocolate.
Did you go to the dry cleaners?
Yeah, I took it. They got it out. Oh, thank God. Recommendations for Vegas to get in the holiday spirit. 702-364-9400. Corinne, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, did you pick her up?
Oh, I didn't hit the button right. My button's not working. Hey, Corinne, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you recommend to get into the holiday spirit?
So, Steph, over here at Summerlin, it's super festive at downtown Summerlin. You could take Momo to Lazy Dog for a little dinner,
ooh,
you and your husband, and then walk around the ice rink. There's a little Jupiter Express train, and it's just super festive. It'll brighten your spirits. For sure.
Corinne, did you see, I think that you posted something, because I think I follow you. You had your kids in the fake snow. Where was that?
Oh, that was at Enchant. That was also really fun, like Mercedes said. Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing is, though, in town, holiday-wise? I don't know, Corinne, if you've been there, but the Ethel M. Cactus Garden. Have you guys been to that?
Yes, we did that, too. So much fun. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it.
Oh, it's close to you, Steph.
Okay.
It's my favorite thing. I love it. You walk around the cactus garden, you get hot chocolate, you go in and sample chocolates, and like, it's so, so much fun. We're getting a bunch of text here. This one says, go see Santa at Town Square. There's a parade in downtown Summerlin. Gilcrease Orchard has tractor rides with lights,
ooh,
and snacks and treats. Opportunity Village. Yeah, that's another one.
Oh,
they have a really fun thing. And the Speedway. Oh, yeah. What? The
glittering lights.
Glittering lights.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's right. I see signs for it everywhere.
So there's plenty of things that you could do to get in the holiday spirit. But I love FLM. And then also, find a random neighborhood and just drive through it. And look at the houses.
Oh my gosh.
They're so cute.
I need to check that out. And I'm just glad that your jacket, it's okay. Like, out of everything,
the chocolate in the pocket was not good. It is day number 9 of the 12 days of Christmas. And Tony, you're caller 20.
Yay. Tony?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Congratulations. You get to pick.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, my gosh. We've been having problems here. I don't know what's going on. Steph, is it?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Tony. You're caller 20. You get to pick a Christmas present from the Christmas tree. There are quite a few have been selected. So why don't you give me a number between 1 and 24, and if it's there, we will grab it for you.
I choose 19.
19 is available. I see it. It's an envelope.
Yay.
Right up top.
Yeah, there really isn't many Christmas gifts left.
This is better than digging through all of them before.
Very true.
So, okay,
yeah.
Let me open this envelope here and see.
That'll be something good.
What we have. Oh, it is real good. Oh my gosh, Tony. I want to come with you. This is so good. This is my favorite restaurant in town. You just got dinner for two at Barry's Downtown Prime at the Circa Casino and Resort. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This restaurant, it's like we went there for Thanksgiving. We go there. It's our absolute favorite.
You've taken me. Oh, my gosh. I love that place.
It is
it's
amazing.
So good.
I didn't even know that this was under the Christmas tree. Darn. I should have picked number.
Number. Can we choose some numbers
up
here?
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, Tony. Wow. What a great gift for the 12 days of Christmas. The winning, it's not over yet, though. You're going to have another chance in the 5 o'clock hour with Heather Collins for the 12 days of Christmas. Hey, there's only 2 days left, you guys, to nominate your teacher for Teacher of the Month. We are looking to honor an amazing teacher here in Southern Nevada with Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month for December. One lucky teacher is going to get a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. Then you'll get, on top of that, another $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and of course the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. Just tell us about that special teacher, the one that is really making a difference in either your life, your parent, or your kid's life. We want to hear about them. So shoot us an email, or actually register to win on our website, mix941.fm. Click on contest, and there's where you can get us all the details about that teacher, and we will be doing the drawing. So make sure you get those nominations in. It closes tomorrow, so not a lot of time left. All right. That is it for a Thursday. You guys, thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow. More chances for you to pick a present under the Christmas tree. We're coming down to just the last few, but this is very exciting.
No, it's sad. Our presents are going away and they're dwindling down.
We still have our Christmas tree, though, so it's still festive in here. But yeah, we can't wait to do that again with you tomorrow. We'll be back bright and early, 5:30 tomorrow morning. Everyone, have a great day. J-Love is up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.